Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we are continuing on in our The Guide series, and we're talking about another one of everybody's favorite topics, supplements. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, probably the most important one for you, is that you would go ahead and hit either subscribe or follow to the show so that you can be alerted to any new episodes, as well as so that the podcast channel can grow and reach other people who are seeking the same information as well. And if you wanted to go the extra mile, feel free to leave us a review and a comment as well. That would very much be appreciated. Also, if you're listening along in this podcast and you think to yourself at any point, you think to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help figuring out this whole fat loss puzzle, feel free to look down in the show notes below and schedule a free, no obligation, very, 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 very low pressure. You can ask anybody that's ever been on one, lifestyle audit, so that we can identify the key factors in your life that are holding back your progress and help you start making progress today. Now, let's get right into the show. And today we are talking about supplements. Now, when it comes to supplements, you see them everywhere. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of fitness programs out there that use them as one of their sole ways of monetizing their product. Now, that's not what we do here, and that's because we don't really believe in that philosophy. But a lot of times you'll see fitness challenges and those kinds of things that promote, you know what, come and join our thing for free. Come and join our challenge. Come and join our coaching one-on-one. Come and join this. Come and join that. Come and join the other thing. But once you get in the door, you find out that the coaching itself is free, but they're selling you $500 or more dollars of supplements. And to make matters even worse is that supplements really don't even have that huge of an impact when it comes to the end result of all the efforts that you're putting in. Now, that's not to say that supplements are totally useless, because I don't believe that that's true either, but I also want to make very, very, very clear that supplements are not the magic bullet that a lot of marketing makes them out to be. Now, with that already taken care of, let's talk about two scenarios, one in which supplements might not be helpful at all, and one in which supplements can be very helpful, and which supplements they are. So number one, let's talk about, and I'm pretty much only going to talk about one product here because there's kind of an endless supply of supplements out there. But let's first talk about the supplements that really aren't going to help you pretty much at all. One of the most tempting categories is fat burners, because fat burners usually come in the form of a pill or a powder. And the promise is that if you take a fat burner, that it will unlock some magical ability within your body to burn off fat faster. However, what nobody tells you is that the key ingredient in a lot of fat burners is simply caffeine. And what they're seeking to utilize in caffeine is they're trying to get you to be all amped up with fake energy so that you get jittery and that you actually increase your non-exercise activity. Which your non-exercise activity could just be increased simply by increasing your steps. And if you didn't take the fat burner, you wouldn't be amped up and you'd actually feel a lot less anxious, because we all know how it is. Whenever we're super amped up on caffeine, we tend to be super anxious as well. It has that inverse effect for us. And so being aware that fat burners, it's really not unlocking any kind of magical ability within your body. Simply all it's doing is it's introducing a ton of caffeine so that you get more jittery, so that you increase your non-exercise activity. But if you're not interested in all the anxiety that comes along with being amped up on caffeine, then I would recommend simply doing what I've already talked about in the past, and that is increasing your step count, therefore increasing your non-exercise activity on your own without all the anxious side effects. And like I've already mentioned, there's so many supplements out there, and there's so many things that are not going to have a huge impact for you. But that's a huge category that we just eliminated that I think is pretty tempting for a lot of people that are first starting out, because it makes it seem so easy, but yet it falls way, way short of the promise, and you end up wasting a ton of money. Okay, so now that we've got the useless category set aside, There are some instances in which supplements are helpful. And as far as helpful supplements go, this principle is pretty much true across the board, and supplements are super helpful when they fill the gap in your deficiencies. In other words, if there is a nutrient in which you are super deficient in, supplementing for that nutrient is going to be super helpful for you. For example, a lot of people might be deficient in potassium or magnesium, or a huge one today, since a lot of people spend a lot of time indoors, is vitamin D. And there's really no way to tell exactly which ones you're deficient in. However, you can seek out professional help in going to a medical facility, getting a little bit of blood work done, and seeing which areas in which you're deficient. And by figuring out your deficient areas, you can then supplement for those areas. And in some cases, you can feel drastically better. Because, take for example, magnesium. If you have a high stress life, stress has an impact on your magnesium levels, and then it drives your magnesium levels down. And when your magnesium levels are really low, you might find it hard to sleep at night. But by simply supplementing with helpful magnesium, you can increase the levels within your body and get more restful sleep at night. And that's just one example where filling a gap in your deficiencies can make a huge difference for you. One of the areas that I see is true for most people, and we've already talked about this in past episodes, is that most people drastically underconsume when it comes to their protein. And so whey protein can be a super helpful supplement if you're having a hard time getting in enough protein throughout the day. Say, for example, your goal is to get 130 grams of protein and you're consistently getting only 100 grams from Whole Foods, then simply by adding one scoop of protein powder to your daily routine, you can fill that gap and see a huge difference. However, the areas in which I would not recommend doing that is if you're extremely deficient. So say, for example, you're getting only like 75 grams of protein and your goal is 130 grams of protein, I would definitely not recommend supplementing like 60 grams of protein. That is too much of a gap to fill. Instead, work your way up with whole foods until you can get up to a point where you're one or two scoops away maybe from your goal, and then you can introduce whey protein powder or some other kind of protein powder in order to fill that gap. The general rule when it comes to protein powder is that you want it to be filling a gap. You do not want it to be the majority of your protein. The majority of your protein should still be coming from whole food sources. And then lastly, another category that has really been proven to be helpful for a ton of people, especially people that don't eat red meat, is creatine. Now, I know that there was a lot of concern and a lot of debate about creatine in the 90s, but up to this point, based on all the data that we have collected, creatine is the most researched and the most helpful performance supplement that is out there. Now, even with that being said, that doesn't mean that creatine is like some super supplement. What we're talking about when we talk about supplements in general is that you can see like a 1% to 2% difference when you use it compared to when you don't. So, what I'm really saying in general when it comes to supplements is that it can be super helpful when filling gaps in your deficiencies. And something like creatine, which is highly researched and highly effective, can be a very helpful performance supplement. But there is absolutely no replacing quality habits like good sleep, good hydration, good natural whole food diets, and all of those things that we need to get into place before we even start thinking about supplements. So if you've already taken care of all the habits that we've talked about up to this point, and now you're ready to kind of kick it up a notch, the next level, then first of all, assess, am I getting my daily protein allowance? And if you're not, that would be the first supplement to introduce. And do you have performance goals? And if you do, then creatine would be the second supplement to introduce. And by the way, when you introduce creatine, you don't need to do anything crazy. You don't need to go through any wild loading phases or anything like that. All you really need to do is take about somewhere between 3 to 5 grams a day. If you're a small female, probably about 3 grams is great for you. If you're a little bit of a larger male with some muscle already on you, then up to 5 grams is great. But you don't really need to go beyond that. And if you do that consistently, you'll be in good shape. And beyond that, as far as supplements go, Assessing whatever potential deficiencies you have and filling those gaps is going to be the most helpful thing for you when it comes to supplements. Now, I hope that was helpful for you. Hope it saved you some time and money, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.